From Amsterdam comes news of the campaign to ensure survival of the famous Anne Frank tree. And who better to insure things than insurance companies? The tree in question stands just outside the window of the building where Anne Frank lived until 1944. It's a chestnut tree, at least 150 years old, and it is so diseased that the municipality wants to chop it down. That struck Amsterdam's Tree Foundation as an undeserving fate for a tree that the city's most famous victim of the Holocaust mentioned often in her diary entries.
Yesterday was Father's birthday, Father and Mother's 19th wedding anniversary, a day without the cleaning lady. And the sun was shining as it never shone before in 1944. Our chestnut tree is in full bloom. It's covered with leaves and is even more beautiful than last year.
The Tree Foundation went to court against the city and in defense of the tree, and the judge granted a reprieve from the axe until at least February 1st, to which the city of Amsterdam said, "Don't hold us responsible if part or all of that tree crashes down on something and causes damage." So, enter the least likely of rescuers of endangered trees, the Dutch Association of Insurers. Willem Terischa is secretary to the board of the association.
Four of our members, they have promised they will back us up until the 1st February. We will take care of the victims and the companies will take care we don't get broke.
So you're saying that at least until February 1st, these four big insurance companies in the Netherlands are, in effect, indemnifying the tree. You've taken
that,
on the tree.
That is correct, yes.
What is going to be determined between now and February 1st? What are you waiting to find out about the tree?
The health of the tree. How sick is it? How old? And there were some stories about pieces that are rotten. These rotten pieces should be removed. And then, of course, there is the question, when you have removed these pieces, is the tree still safe?
How important is it to the insurance companies that this is, in fact, the chestnut tree that Anne Frank wrote about as she saw it through the window? Would they do anything like this for just any beautiful big chestnut tree in Amsterdam?
I'm sorry to say, but that is impossible. It is this special tree, which is on a special place and has a very big historical and emotional value.
Mr. Terwischa, have your members, the insurance companies, have they done some actuarial work here and tried to figure out what, if somebody did pay for an insurance policy on this tree, what it would actually cost?
No. It was maybe a pretty emotional reaction. We were asked to help this tree foundation, and we had to decide in about 40 minutes. So we were absolutely not in the position to make actuarial calculations. It was a promise the four companies made in a very short time.
And it was unanimous?
Absolutely.
Well, Willem Terwischa, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
You're very welcome.
That's Willem Terwischa, secretary to the board of the Dutch Association of Insurers.